Okay, folks, let me see. All right, we're back. Sometimes I get annoyed at Lloyd because he acts a lot like a Wigger. But in any case, he's at least friendly. And if he wants to go ahead and prove that Peerless Good Mamser is not a Jew, you know, with the Facebook page or something like that, well, I'm up for it. But I think Peerless Good Mamser is a Jew. I thought he was a Jew before he mentioned his name of being Peter Goodman. And I've always thought he was a Jew. But anyway, be that as it may, listening, you know, I did not listen to the Peerless Good Mamser show other than about 4 or 5 seconds because I was paying attention to what's going down tonight here. And let me go ahead and admit, I think that for whites, electing Shittens, you know, Shittens, Kittens, whatever, would have been worse than letting the niggers go ahead and re-elect Obongo. I really thought, I think that Obongo, you know, it's not a good thing. It's a bad thing. But on the other hand, there's nothing but bad things. There's nothing good that's going to end up happening to Zog. And folks, I've seen these establishment Republicans, they actually believe that they can go ahead and betray whites again and again and again, that sooner or later, the things will go ahead, be good for them, and they can go ahead and re-elect new people, and that somehow the Beaners and the rest are going to go ahead and save them. I was listening to these old Jews and Whiggers and niggers and Mamsers. Oh, the Republican Party is getting older and older and older, and demographically, why, it used to be 73% of the vote, but this year it's down to 70% of the vote here. And essentially, they're going to have to go ahead and do some, they're going to go ahead and have to bring the Beaners. Well, folks, I got 2 words for you here. Well, 3 words, actually. Colorado and New Mexico, which went for the nigger. Now, did they have lots and lots and lots of niggers in, you know, Nuevo Mexico or Colorado? And the answer is no. It's Beaners. The Beaners go ahead and vote for the nigger. That's exactly what the hell they did. And let me see here. Hello.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
I never got an email for the show. You never sent one out.
That's true. I didn't. This is a special show. I wasn't going to go ahead and make it's just something that I decided to cobble up here, overseeing what would go ahead and happen. And I'll be honest with you, I'm really satisfied that Shittens and the, you know, and the establishment Republicans got their asses handed to them and they got fucked. You know what I mean? I'm glad these race traitors got fucked. You know what I mean?
Basically. John McCain and Mitt Romney, neither one were good candidates. It's almost like they just put shit up there, you know?
Well, that's what Harold Covington said, is that essentially they decide to go ahead and follow a campaign to where, okay, you know, piece of shit Republican goes ahead and gets two terms, Bush, you know, George Herbert Walker Hoover Bush only gets one. So Clinton gets two here. And then what happens is that, Dumbia gets two. And now Obongo gets two. And by the time this thing happens here, I think the Republicans, you know, and Flesh Rimblow figured out is that going ahead and bringing in a whole bunch of Beaners and bringing in a whole bunch of niggers and essentially bringing in a whole bunch of different people means that sooner or later you're going to get fucked. So essentially here's Mittens trying his best to go ahead and seize power from Obongo. And Obongo should have been a one-term president, but, you know, here it is throughout the United States and certainly in Missouri. You know, because I seen it, you know, close hand, because I seen these establishment Republicans at work. So that's what boils down to, is we're going to go ahead and put whatever piece of shit crook, you know, every single critter who's doing crony capitalism, who's going ahead and screwing you over, we're going to go ahead and put them in and give you a choice between voting that or voting for the nigger. Now, me, I did not vote for the nigger. In fact, I did not vote for anyone. And I'm sort of sad.
Listen, okay. It's a given that all your minorities are nigger sticks and everybody's going to vote for Obama for the most part.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of liberal whites that voted for Obama both times.
Oh, yeah. And you can't, you know, I mean, I've seen that up at the Fulton State Nut House. I mean, they're totally different than the Republican pieces of shit who live down, you know, who live me, you know, with me, Anglo Mestizos who live with me in, you know, in Newton County. But essentially the same things here. I mean, essentially they believe they get to tell white people what to do because they're better. They're better than racist twiggers here. Well, the thing about it is they both think that they get to live off the white man. It doesn't really matter to them. It doesn't really matter why they come to this belief here. They both have the exact self-same belief here. It doesn't really matter why they come to it, really. I mean, you know, I mean, well, John Britton, he sort of, why does Visser not like me? Answer, well, Visser is a thieving mamzer who wants to kick you out as senior pastor so he can get into Gillette's trust fund. That's the reason why. But, you know, heck, you know, well, it didn't really matter. I mean, Visser is what Visser is. Obagender Bender is what Obagender Bender is. I was in the chat room over on the Newskike show, and I really wasn't paying too much attention to it. Like I was telling, you know, Lloyd, he was in earlier. Newskike only has an interesting show when you end up having someone like me call in and fight with the worthless bastard. You know what I mean? Most of the time,
you know,
having.
You know, Victor denied being close friends with Newskike, but he's on Newskike's show every time. Yeah.
Well, they are, and so is Obagender Bender. They were yapping about Bob Jones, and as far as I'm concerned, okay, Bob Jones, if you're going to go ahead and say in your own words is that the Cherokees, the Choctaws, and the Chickasaws, and the Hacksaws, and the shit-asses from the No-Wipe'em Tribe or Israelites here, why don't you go ahead and make buddies with Eli James here, and, you know, both of you go ahead and bring Rebecca Mason or even Darker Daughter into the congregation and have done with it. You know what I mean? Let's just go ahead and just have a big old nigger Indian reservation. You know what I mean? Why bother even go ahead? I mean, once you go ahead and you say something that, you know, is totally at variance with what you're supposed to believe, why bother? Why bother even pretend to be what you are here? You know what I mean?
I mean, Bob Jones, first off, he's hanging out with all these Jews and mongrels, and some of his best friends are government agents. I don't know if he's a government agent or what. I know he's a Freemason. I know.
Okay, well, enough said. Why bother? You know what I mean?
I mean, he said that the Cherokee, yeah.
Why bother? The Republicans lost six House seats, and I think they lost a couple Senate seats here in Southwest Missouri. Old Todd Akin went ahead. He got thrown under the bus by the establishment Republicans. And essentially, I don't have, you know, I mean, I was thinking of going over to Newton County and gloating, but then I said, no, these asswipes are butthurt enough here, because by the time I'd go over there, by the time Kay Bauman finished signing there here, I mean, essentially, you didn't have anybody running except for, yeah, at the county level, except for Roxy and this Heather Bowers. And Roxy got 1,600-some votes here. She got what? Oh, hell, she got about 8% of the vote here, which is about really unprecedented. It's the highest percentage here. But essentially, I think the Democrats voted for her rather than not vote for anybody or vote for somebody else here. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? But my point in boycotting the election is that, hey, you Republicans passed a law which said that, you know, the law didn't say what it was used to say here. Essentially, you have to have a challenger challenge your right to go ahead and run on the basis he hasn't paid his income tax, he hasn't paid his property tax, he hasn't paid anything like that. And here I am looking at these advertisements to where the Republican run for governor. He didn't pay his taxes here until he was forced to. And neither did Chris Costner, the Democrat. And essentially, I guess these people, they're not paying any taxes. until they get, you know, hauled into court, but they're not being kicked out. They're not being kicked out of their, you know, getting to run. So these laws essentially are just made to go ahead and kick out, well, people like me who essentially don't even bother, you know, filing a Missouri state income tax. And pretty well, like I said, is that shit, if you're going to say that I cannot run for office because I hold certain ideas of being a quote white supremacist, that means essentially you have gone ahead and not only disenfranchised me, but you've gone ahead and disenfranchised anybody who was a white supremacist or maybe even a nigger who wanted to vote for me. You've disenfranchised anybody who wanted to vote for me. So therefore, you do not have representative government. You do not have open, free, fair, honest elections. Your elections have no more moral or really legal worth than an election held in Russia or China or Zimbabwe or Iran. In fact, that's even less, because over there, they don't pretend to be democracies. You do. You understand what I mean? And Newskike, he had a fit about that. Oh, we all got to go ahead and obey. And that's what you end up hearing. But I went ahead and I was tuning in to where essentially here are these Republican wiggers. Essentially, Mittens is going to be the winner of the popular vote. You know what I mean? Mittens is going to be the winner of the popular vote. Obama's going to win because he got the electoral college with these cities here, which have, you know, a bunch of niggers and glibber wiggers and Jew England or something like that. And here are these Republicans already whining that they've been disenfranchised. Well, look, you cocksuckers, you disenfranchised me. It didn't bother you a damn bit. So why do you think it's going to bother me when now you're whining like a pussy that your vote didn't count? You know what I mean? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, hell, and the local newspapers, I think they refused to go ahead and print what I wrote for Roxy. Didn't really matter. You have all these people, well, we're all in this together, we're all one big country, and Obunga, we're all one big country. No, nigger, I didn't vote for you. Doesn't really matter, you're not my president, you're just a freaking nigger that, you know, somewhere in Kenya, some village is missing a glib-talking nigger who needs a teleprompter. You know what I mean? Somewhere in Kenya, some nigger village is missing its, you know, missing a wiggerized nigger idiot. You know what I mean? You're not my president. Neither one of you bastards represent me. Yeah, I had to laugh when old Mittens, I mean, you know, there was a difference between the look of both, you know, between Obongo. Obongo, you know, in the debates would stare like he was a silverback nigger. Whereas old Mittens has a fear of air, like you just, you know, just missed catching him masturbating coming out of the closet just by that much. You know what I mean? Old Mittens had a sort of fear of little sneaking, thieving air. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, what happens
well,
is that...
Okay, because the electoral vote is the only thing that counts. It was a waste of time for all these wiggers, like all these wiggers were telling me to go vote for Romney to save the country. But it's the electoral vote that counts.
Well, I mean, hell, I think old Mittens won every single freaking, you know, state in Dixie except maybe Virginia, I don't know. Maybe he won in Virginia because of the government workers here. He won in Maryland. He won in the District of Corruption. He won a number of places. What difference does it make? What freaking difference does it make? Let's say you voted for Mittens in South Dakota, or North Dakota, or Montana, or Idaho. What fucking difference did it make?
Yeah.
Right? What difference did it make?
Didn't make any difference.
Didn't make a damn bad difference. And if you go ahead and look at the electoral, you know, map here. I remember when it first came out, 2000, you know, with the Bush thing here. You know, the 2000, you know, map where you have the Republicans as the Reds here. Now, they should have had, really, I thought they had the Democrats as the Reds. And the Republicans as the Blues here. But in any case, you know, they have the exact opposite. But let's say you go ahead and look at it here. I mean, I thought of going ahead and renaming it Wiggers versus Niggers. You know what I mean? Well, since this year Obongo wants Niggers versus Wiggers. And you go ahead and you look, all these blue states can be cut off the map here. They can be essentially truncated. They can go ahead and be cut off. And folks, you'd be better off without them. Wouldn't you be better off without what? Wouldn't you be better off with New York, Pennsylvania,
New York,
New Jersey,
Florida,
Pennsylvania, Florida? I mean, hell, I mean, all you'd have to fucking do is just go ahead and big old ditch here around Lake Okeechobee here, and then let the niggers and alligators and, you know, beaners go ahead and fight, you know, kill and eat one another here. No big, you wouldn't even have to go ahead and feed. Just go ahead, just big ass old fucking ditch here, big old fucking canal, and then just go ahead and mount a guard tower here and machine gun everything that goes ahead and comes to the other side. You know what I mean? And then just let the, you know, let the alligators and the niggers and the, you know, and the beaners go ahead and eat one another. You know what I mean? As far as New York is concerned, I loved it when Hurricane Sandy went ahead and flushed, went ahead and tried to flush that damn toilet, that standing toilet. You know what I mean? You know? I mean, hell. You know, as far as I was concerned, I was something here, but, you know, they're just a bunch of corn-fed wiggers who are being invaded by Jews and, you know, beaners and the rest here. I mean, hell, fuck that here. Fuck Minnesota, too, here. You know what I mean? No, I know better. I know better here. What happens is, just simply... What you do is you put a bunch of camps around Detroit, you know, and Benton Harbor, and essentially what happens is that the rest of Michigan will go ahead and turn, you know, would go ahead and turn Whigger here. You know what I mean? But folks, you can't do that as long as you have the belief that you're all in this together, right?
Yeah.
So, anyway, so, let me see.
Well, Biden says Romney didn't get in, we won't have a war with Iran so quick, but things are not, I mean, they're not going to get any better with Obama, I mean, you know.
Well, I mean, actually, Romney to speak at 12:55 a.m. Eastern Time, poor old Mittens. Poor Mittens. Mittens is fucked. You know what I mean? Mittens is going to speak in just a little bit here. Boo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Good Lord. The worthless bastard. The worthless...
They're making a big deal about that Jew McCaskill beat Todd Akin in Missouri.
I don't know if she's a Jew. I don't think she's a Jew, but she's an evil old bitch. She's an evil old stank.
Also on the Yahoo News, they're showing Eddie Murphy's new girlfriend. Before I even clicked on, I knew she had to be a white woman. She's a white model from Australia.
Well, them niggers love that. You know,
yeah.
The niggers love that wigger pussy.
Every time a nigger gets money, instead of getting a black wife, he always gets a white wife or white girlfriend.
No, so like Tigger Woods. So like old Tigger the Nigger Woods. He went ahead and married a Swedish model here, and she squeezed out two or three nigglets.
Even Herman Cain and Clarence Thomas and all these so-called conservative niggers. So it don't matter whether it's a Republican nigger or a Democrat nigger. They all like white pussy, don't they?
Where the white women here? You know what I mean? I Uncle Tom nigger, but where that white pussy at? You know what I mean?
look, I talk to a lot of Republicans that say they're conservative. Okay, conservative to them means they get to keep as much money as they want that you don't, and they have to get that you ask. But all these so-called conservative Christians or conservative Republicans, they don't want to save the white race.
They're Christian Zionists. They're Christian Zionists here, really what they are. They believe that they're going to be...
All these conservative wiggers I talk to, they don't give a shit if even their daughters marry niggers and beaners and I mean, they just don't care. All they care about...
Jesus loves a little children. All the children of the world, they are precious in His sight. Be they mams or black or white, Jesus loves the little nigglets of the world. Right?
Yeah. the thing is that they have no racial purity, no racial pride, and all they can say is, well, we're all Americans.
Between the ears, they're an unclean combination of wigger and nigger and beaner and all sorts of mams are here. They're mamsarized between the ears is what they are. They're mongrelized between the ears. Even if they're a pure-blood wigger, they're Judaized. Now, see, I believe in Great Tribulation. So do these Christian Zionists, but they believe they're going to be raptured up to cloud 666. You know, along with some wonderful little niggers here. You know, sort of like Eli James. They're going, you know, the good niggers are going to go ahead and be raptured up here, and they're going to go serve mint julep and pick cotton in heaven and all that. Sort of like Eli James tries to come up with here. You know what I mean? I did sort of politely as chat room, you know, ask, what would happen to my Caser John Deere mechanical cotton picker? It can go ahead and pick up more cotton here than 3,000 niggers ever could, and maybe I can go ahead and put a refrigeration unit in the back so I can go ahead and have my own damn mint julep here. Will it go ahead and be resurrected here, on the final day? Well, he liar didn't know what the hell to say of that shit, you know what I mean? But it makes sense here. I mean, hell, I'd value what, $100,000 case, John Deere mechanical cotton picker with a refrigeration unit makes mint juleps a lot more than I'd value niggers.
Hmm? Well, the thing is that without the Jews, there never would have been slavery. The Jews pushed the slavery, and basically that has destroyed, you know, the racial purity, along with bringing the beaners in for the cheap labor, along with basically we're not bringing the goods. Basically, shipping all the factories to China, the gooks have gotten all our money, and now they're coming over here.
They got our technology. And what gets me is all these stupid wiggers, they believe that they can go ahead and betray. They can go ahead and betray. Well, their brothers or sisters, you know, everybody else, and that somehow they'll still make, you know, be on top here. And they don't seem to realize, just like any other wigger does here, wigger politician. I mean, hell, you had, I was going ahead and listening to this, you know.
The wigger's not much better than you. I mean, look at Jeremy Fisher. He thinks he can attack you and attack me, and then call onto our show. And basically lie, like every 3 seconds he contradicts himself.
Yeah.
And then try to pretend like he's my friend and your friend. I mean, that's no different than what these wiggers are doing. Okay?
They're
a little conservative.
I mean, wiggers sometimes have a little bit more shame here. But, no, I mean, you know, thing about it is that Obagender Bender and Jeremy Visser, they pretty well... You know, this, you know, tonight old Jeremy Visser was claiming I had all six listeners here. Well, tonight, you know, there's Dick Reltney and there's Pastor M. Linstead, and I'm not really going ahead and putting a bunch of sock puppets in. Iconoclast Radio, I think he's a Jew boy or a Mamser or something like that, but you have all these people, and they do sort of listen. They do sort of listen to my show. I have more listeners than, say, Jeremy Visser is here. And, you know, in some cases...
Jeremy satellite, a serious satellite radio, and he never would give us the link, you know.
Well, he never could give a link here. Remember when I went ahead and asked, okay, all right, if I was on freaking Sirius Radio, why, I'd know exactly the link. Well, here comes Mittens. He's going to go ahead and eat some shit here. All right, Mittens. Mittens are going to be good for being on a credit card, you know, campaign for American Express. So there's American Express 2 years from now here, you dumbass. You'll be just like old that idiot McCain here, you know what I mean? But not even as you know, popular as that here. You know what I mean? Someone told me that old Bongo beat old Ryan in Janesville, Wisconsin. I've been up to Janesville, Wisconsin. It was a nice little... old mid-sized town, so about, you know, a little bit bigger than Neosho. But they used to go ahead and make RVs there, among other things here. But
also used to make RVs somewhere in Indiana.
Goshen. Well, it was big at Goshen. But then what happens, gas got so expensive, and they pretty well lost, you know, that here. All across the Zogland. All across the Zogland. You know, essentially, and it's not all together. It's not all together perfect. They're bringing in more. They're bringing some of it back to America because essentially you have a 12,000-mile supply line. You can't go ahead and keep it secure, and you can't go ahead and do anything, folks. If they decided to go ahead, like I was talking about, go ahead and make, you know, diesel, you know, make diesel out of, you know, coal, and then go ahead and use the thorium to go ahead and make electrical reactors here, you know, that you could go ahead and turn off when you're not using, you know. I mean, the reason for the light water reactors was to go ahead and breed U-235 plutonium, you know, bombard with U-238 in order to make plutonium, in order to go ahead and make nuclear weapons. That was part of the reason. It was both, not only for power generation, it was to go ahead and make nuclear, you know, weapons here. But if you don't need that sort of thing, you can go ahead and make them out of, you know, liquid thorium salts, and you can go ahead and, you know, perhaps dig the coal out of Illinois where you have some water, and then if you're worried about carbon, you go ahead and you have an algae farm right next to it, and you grow algae, and you go ahead and convert that to biodiesel. And folks, you could go ahead and do that, but you can only do that when you end up having white people do that. You know what I mean? When you have stability.
Okay, the thing is, all the wiggers, even a wigger that has an engineering degree or can invent shit, okay, they're working in a Jew system. The Jews have all the money and all the resources. And if you're working for
they're sucking it all off the top.
They're going to go to the Jew, and it's never going to benefit mankind. And Tesla, he died broke. And all his inventions got stolen by Jew Westinghouse, and now, the Jew-run government has all that technology, like HARP in Alaska, that was Tesla invented. And basically, we could have free energy almost 100 years ago. The Nazis were inventing shit even more advanced than Tesla, and we could have been colonizing the moon and Mars, and we could have left this shithole Earth behind to save Dennis Kidd.
Well, why leave the Earth behind to save this kid? Just go ahead and have a couple hundred thousand niggers wandering in certain places of Africa, like a nature preserve. I mean, they're just animals. Just go ahead and, oh yeah, about maybe even a million niggers, and you know, essentially they won the nigger lottery, and essentially you go ahead and make them live in grass huts and feed the lions and hyenas and shit like that. And the Jews, well, hell, there's no good use for them here. So essentially you don't need to leave this earth here. This earth could be paradise. This earth could be Eden without Jews and niggers. You know what I mean?
The whole universe belongs to Yahweh and his children. Mm-hmm. Satan and his kids can go to hell. But what I'm saying is, the majority of the Wiggers, they don't want to be segregated. They don't want to live like a white racial family. They want to suck up to the Jew and suck up to the other races, and they want a race mix. You know what? To hell with the Wiggers. Okay?
Well, that's exactly what I had to say here. I mean, essentially, what happens is that there's no need to go ahead and count these provisional ballots, because essentially the ones who essentially don't have an address or don't have a street address in order, I mean, you're going to have three niggers or greasers for every single wigger who has to cast a provisional, you know, ballot. And essentially, Obongo beat Mitten's ass in Ohio, i.e., he went ahead and beat it in Dayton. And what happens? He beat Obongo's ass in Columbus and Cincinnati, and certainly beat Obongo's ass in Cleveland. You know what I mean? Probably little Gina Brown Mamzer's mentor, who supposedly is a Democrat. You know, little ARA activist. I bet he voted for Obongo. You know what I mean? Right? So, yeah.
Hey, listen, Southwest New Jersey is just listening in via their cell phone. They're not trying to call you because they're not logged into a computer. All they're doing is listening in to the call for their phone, right?
I have no idea here. I have no idea.
I don't think Southwest New Jersey wants to talk. I don't think they really want to talk.
Well, maybe they don't here. I don't know.
If you want to unmute them, but if it's somebody like Jeremy Visser or some other...
Jeremy Visser. He ain't the pisser possum. I don't know. Southwest New Jersey, do you want to go ahead and call? If so, type something up. And we'll go ahead and take a quick break here.
No, they're not in the chat. They're normally on the phone. They're not in the chat room. Southwest New Jersey is...
He might be. I doubt it, though.
Hey!
No, he ain't in the chat room. Okay.
You want to unmute?
I don't know. Let me go ahead and... how long have we been yakking here? Well, 31 minutes. I'll tell you why here. Essentially, there was just a short concession speech because essentially Mitten's got his ass whooped. You know what I mean? That's the way it should be. Oop, let me see. I'm not sure if I've been kicked off yet or not here. I mean, I have here. Alrighty here. Let's see. Let's go ahead and take about a short break, folks. Hail victory.
Hey, Mark, are you going to unmute this New Jersey people?
I don't know. But I need to go ahead and get back.